AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends. This is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid. I am Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. We are your conductors of 3 hours of radio or podcast action, whatever you fancy there. But it's here on In This League. Today, we've got baseball. We've got Casey Bubba coming up. Casey Bubba back in the house, Bogman?
Back in the house. Back in action.
Bubba and Bogman in hour two. We've got some baseball action. Actually, a game that Bogman and I played. We like to call it a little blind plays is what we do. It's a blind play game of different stats and players and whatnot. We got that in hour two. And we have got some football action coming down the pike. I didn't even hear this until we started up the show. The Arizona Cardinals have been named your 2022 Hard Knocks.
Yeah, the season-long Hard Knocks.
What does that mean? There's another
They did the thing with the Colts last year, the in-season Hard Knocks.
I didn't know that. I didn't watch a single episode of that.
I didn't watch it all the way through. No. Hard Knocks, I don't know. Hard Knocks sometimes has been a little bit repeaty to me. Like, oh, yeah, we see the borderline guy that barely makes a team, and then a guy with a controversy.
Gonna There's be a guy coach that likes to curse.
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the guy here. This is an interesting team, I think, because there's a lot going on. You have Kyler Murray being a gigantic crybaby, right? Well, not gigantic, tiny crybaby. So Kyler Murray
like jumbo shrimp. He's like jumbo shrimp.
he is being a tiny, tiny crybaby. Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, they extended, but that was more for Kyler.
Who do you think gets more airtime on that show, Kyler Murray or Cliff Kingsbury's wife?
Well, I mean, if I'm making if I'm directing and I'm making the decisions, it's 100%.
You know what? I was thinking of Sean McVay's wife. I have no idea what Cliff Kingsbury's wife looks like.
Well, how good does Cliff Kingsbury look? You know,
I'm assuming it's very similar.
I'm assuming he's got a wife that's pretty hot too. So,
yeah.
You have James Conner, who's one of my favorite players. That'll get me to watch it just to watch James Conner. And JJ Watt coming back, DeAndre Hopkins suspended. So, I mean, it could be pretty interesting. You know, all we got last year was watching Carson Wentz completely melt. So
they didn't watch one ounce of it, the in-season one. So what? But the one everyone cares about is the preseason one.
I think people are going to start liking the in-season one.
No one watches that in-season. Where did it air?
On HBO.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I had HBO. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know you have HBO because I have HBO. Yeah. So, yeah, I know.
But I didn't know. I didn't even know Fox.
Colts
in season? On there.
Yeah, Colts. Yeah, I mean, you can go back and watch it, man. It's still on there. Oh. It's not like they took it down.
I wonder what happens.
Maybe the Cards are just the only one this year. No. It's the preseason one is Detroit because it's going to be Dan Campbell and biting the kneecaps and all that good stuff. So we get to see.
Yeah, because they always try to pick like a trashy team. And then the in-season, they probably want to follow a relatively good team.
Well, the trashy team thing is there's like certain criteria you have to meet to be like, because the NFL can just force a team to do Hard Knocks. So they'll just be like, all right, if you're under 500, you haven't changed coaches and something else. I can't remember all the criteria, but it's like you have to be bad and have the same coaching staff. Like they don't like if you're a first year coach, they don't want the cameras in there distracting you, you know? Yeah. So they won't do it to a first year head coach, but unless the team volunteers or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be the Lions for the preseason and then the Cardinals for in season. So oof, both what a lineup teams.
I mean, I guess what's interesting.
I mean, I would say that any team is interesting. I just want to see Aiden Hutchinson. I just think Dan Campbell's like Dan Campbell's a crazy character. So going in, you know, all right, this is going to be fun. It's not going to be like Todd Bowles, who's like, he's a good football player. I like him, you know, just real boring stuff. So Dan Campbell should be exciting to watch.
Anthony Lynn was pretty good. That Charger season was good.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, that Charger season was the thing watching Hard Knocks that I was like, wow, Justin Herbert is actually a thing. He's actually a dude. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't preseason time. It was nothing else but seeing behind the scenes. They had that one video.
I remember specifically you saying, have you been watching Justin Herbert on Hard Knocks? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a scrimmage. It was a scrimmage they did where Herbert came in and he started flinging the ball. And I was like, dude, he is flying that ball. He became a thing to me from Hard Knocks. I got really into him, especially from a dynasty perspective. And it was because of Hard Knocks. But the Lions, I guess, could get us. Alabama wide receiver
Jameson Williams. I mean, interesting.
Focus on why he was so upset when he got drafted. He looked so mad in that video.
Did you see they did the like all the first round rookies or the first picks? I didn't think it was first rounds, the first picks.
And Breece Hall. Yeah,
he's just looking up, it looked like, at the camera. I think he was annoyed at the process, but everyone took the time to say, oh, he hates being with the Jets, and he had to tweet, I promise I'm not bad. I'm not mad being in New York. I was annoyed at.
I think it's slowly going away. That whole thing of like, I can't. There's such a big thing of not smiling for cameras. So many people can't smile for camera. I feel like that's going away. Like, I just don't see it anymore. Like, you're not tough. Like, social media has taken that away. Like, nothing is tough anymore.
I mean,
tough
did that just dead. Come from Kanye? I mean, I know it's been longer than Kanye, but Kanye is the one who was like, I can't ever smile. I have to look mad.
Something like that. There was something. I'll tell you, though, I wish that this was following the Las Vegas Raiders, because that would be money. And there's even more so because there would be some very, very early content they could be filming if they had got that locked in. And we'll talk about what that is right on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Welcome back, friends. Thank you for listening in to In This League with Bogman and the Welsh. You can find that inthisleague.com. That is our Patreon. Yes, we got a Patreon. I know, but there's a lot of cool stuff there. Updated baseball ranks for Dynasty, Prospects. I'm the host of Prospect One. And Redraft. We've got football ranks through the wazoo Bogman has been working at. Oh, you know, little Bogman over at Fantasy Pros, no big deal. Ranking all the stuff from IDP to Dynasty to Redraft. You can get all that stuff. Plus, we've got GroupMe rooms with communities that are setting up leagues and so much more. $5-$10 get you in. Better price than pretty much everything at this point with how inflation is and going. It's bonkers. I mean, legit something we need to think about at some point on our Patreon is everything else is inflation has gone through the roof. We have not raised prices outside of them having to, like, you know, state tax and stuff like that. We've never raised the prices.
That's not us.
And it's not happening right now. So, you know, from a bang for your buck and deal standpoint, I think it's pretty worth it, especially if you have to dig us. It directly supports us independent podcasters. So thank you so much for doing it. Come and check us out today. New month is coming up inthisleague.com. The Las Vegas Raiders, which, by the way, I am so proud of myself for not saying Oakland. I just want to verbally point that out, that how many times, pretty much every time I want to say Oakland and I don't. Every time I deserve a point. The Las Vegas Raiders are bringing in for a workout Colin Kaepernick. And it's got the football world buzzing, because Colin Kaepernick is polarizing in so many respects. A lot of them, unfortunately, are non-football related.
Right.
The most football related is kind of the blackballing that, you know, the NFL won't acknowledge, but clearly did. I mean, you had one of the more athletic quarterbacks in the entire league who helped lead a team.
Just took a team to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Led a team to the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, like, no one's got room to, the entire league joined together to blackball this guy. And there's little to no doubt, I would say, in my mind. But let's move aside the point here. I think maybe the Broncos had done a tryout last year or the year before, something like that. I don't remember.
This is the first time that he's worked out for an NFL team since 2016.
This feels like a more formal way. There might have been something that was going on, but either way, this is a formal.
There's always
workout.
Been rumors, you know.
The Las Vegas Raiders bringing him in, which, by the way, that's what I was saying when we were talking about Hard Knocks. I mean, give me the Raiders and give me that whole situation. And it leads to so many things. Because, Bogman, I have a take here. I mean, I think I kind of like made my point pretty surgent there that, like, I think the NFL, all the owners and teams, they wash their hands and they, you know, maybe there wasn't some Illuminati type meeting. I'm not even saying that didn't happen, but I'm saying I'm open to there not being some Illuminati type meeting and overall call where the commissioner's like, nobody let him in. But obviously, none of them had backbones to stand up for talent and for the right. And regardless of the nonsense with like, we don't want to have somebody that kneels, then none of them had the backbone. Everybody stepped aside and let this incredibly talented player out of the NFL. Now, there were questions about maybe his overall want because of extracurricular things that you could throw in there. But either way, we got no word of meetings or anything like that. But my take here is, should we really be going bonkers about this? Because ultimately, if you take away all of that extracurricular stuff, you take away the blackballing and da-da-da, this is a guy that has not played in the NFL for 6 years. And yeah, he's getting treatment like this is Drew Brees coming out of retirement. And I wonder how much fan service this is, how much really of anything this is, because maybe he still got it, but I have no idea his training. All I know is this guy has not thrown a ball since 2016, and it is 2022, and we're talking about workouts and stuff here, and it seems odd to me. And I would kill for a Hard Knocks to get behind the scenes of a lot of it to hear what the coaches are saying.
That would be awesome to see. It's too bad we're not getting that. But, I mean, you know, let's see. The Raiders have had some bad press recently, right?
Have they? Really? Yeah. Let's
Henry Ruggs,
you go down the motion. Okay.
Henry Ruggs, obviously not great. Then John Gruden is now, he got fired and he's suing the NFL for whatever. And it's defamation and wrongful termination, all that good stuff. And the NFL tried to have that thrown out and the courts denied that today. So, yeah.
Well, because you remember he got fired because of the emails. I think it was the Dan Snyder email stuff. It was like a secondary investigation that outed John Gruden and his choice of real poor choice of language.
Right. They had the Damon Arnett thing with the gigantic, I mean, it looked like a Nerf gun that he was holding. That was for real. Damon Arnett, the cornerback, remember he said, someone's coming to get me. And he held up the gigantic gun on that Instagram thing. They had that, you know,
so you're saying they've got some pretty bad press, both, you know, just like from a law.
Well, they traded for Devontae Adams, you know, they hired Josh McDaniels. So
he's
like
fun.
They're trying to move past that stuff, you know, but, I don't know. And, you know, you want to talk about Illuminati type meetings. There was a rumor that, the NFL is quote unquote counting votes on what owners would do to vote in or out Dan Snyder should something happen about this embezzlement case in Washington. So, you know, look, as far as Kaepernick goes, I would love to see him get another shot. He's a talented quarterback. I know a lot of people don't like him, but, you know, the NFL has shown we really don't care what you do off the field. You know, as long Deshaun Watson got $230 million. So
that's the interesting perspective to this, because I question the fanfare for a guy that's been gone for 6 years, but I understand the talent. Listen, I'm a 49ers fan. I was team Kaepernick. I was all about Kaepernick. Get Alex Smith out of there. I loved it. It was weird to see him go. So I don't have anything there. I sit here and I'm like, 6 years, it's almost Tebow like news right now.
Right,
this is like, what would get more news, Kaepernick or Tebow working out for a team? And I think you could flip a coin, but you make an interesting point on both sides. A, you have an enormous amount of bad press in the NFL, and you look at guys like Deshaun Watson getting a second chance, so why not? But then also there's a perspective of just like, the past kind of doesn't matter sometimes in the NFL. What have you done for me lately? And this guy,
not
you cannot long. Argue the skills that Colin Kaepernick had. I just am like, 6 years, how much of those quarterback skills can you still have sitting in there when you haven't been reading defenses, been in a locker room, reading playbooks, and throwing post routes and seam routes and stuff
this
like that
definite,
for 6 years?
Definitely feels like a publicity stunt, you know, like, oh, we'll bring him in for a workout. Oh yeah, he didn't look that great, so we didn't sign him. Like, I would be absolutely shocked if Colin Kaepernick signs with an NFL team. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I'd kind of be here. I'd be here for it, but I agree.
Oh, I would love to see it. I think he deserves another chance. Right. But it ain't going to happen. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Illuminati person at all. I just don't see a way that he gets a job. I think it's dumb because, like I said, way worse people in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick didn't do anything illegal. You know, he made a stand. He made a principal stand. That was it. You know, many people have done it since he did it. So, you know, he kind of started it. I understand that, but, come on, man. There are way worse people than Colin Kaepernick in the NFL right now today. There are worse owners in the NFL.
You know what? The more Colin I think Kaepernick about it
right now. So it's dumb that he's not getting an actual real shot, but until he gets signed, I don't believe any of these.
I do. I kind of agree with you. I think there's a lot of publicity there, but from my anarchist, like, mental standpoint, like, I hope he makes it. I hope he gets signed to a team. I would love that. I would love, from the anarchist standpoint, for him to just be there incepting people's brains. And I would love to see the talent. I just don't know that it's there. And it's two perspectives. You know, I look at it from that perspective. There's a lot of other people that just don't want to see him there, but if it's worthy of it and he wants to play, let's give it a try. How old is he now? It's like 33
at least, I think.
32. I'd like to see it. It's buzzing around the NFL, but the real question I would actually ask you, 34. What would ESPN cover more? Colin Kaepernick or Tim Tebow with a workout? Ask yourself that. We'll answer it on the other side of the break. We're going wearing this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Welcome back, friends. In this league, got a merch store, inthisleague.fans. If you're looking for hoodies, shirts, I think we got some short sleeves on there. We got a whole bunch more stickers, mugs of all of the In This League universe, from the logo to the podcast art. Some of the characters like Boggs Jr., Fat Lance, Prospects Assemble, and more. Go and check it out today. Just type in this league.fans and you can see all the cool merch. Get it sent to you and rep your hopefully favorite show podcast today in this league.fans. So, answering the question real quick, we were talking about Kaepernick signing with the working out with the Las Vegas Raiders. I would love to say signing too, because my favorite part about that would be is the run of fantasy relevance we would start having, you know, if he were to be the starter, if he were to come in the lineup, the minute he does, would the Raiders, by the way, use him in any capacity like the 49ers did, where it was like Alex Smith and then you had like some plays that were specifically run for Kaepernick. That would be fascinating to see.
We saw the Niners do it with Trey Lance last year. So
yeah, you know. Exactly. Like, would you see more of that? I mean, you know, Derek Carr is not, I don't know, he's not locked down or anything like that. You know, he's
Derek Carr's pretty locked down.
I mean, he no, I'm saying anywhere. He's locked down, but like he's got his moments. You know,
not a Hall of Famer. Like, yeah, but
maybe
but,
get a halftime Hail Mary coming in. You let Kaepernick drop that 80-yarder or something like that. I mean, give me, oh man, oh, give me one quarter, game one of the season. Derek Carr goes down. Kaepernick comes in, throws a 50-yard bomb to Devontae Adams. Give me all of the sports radio. Just inject it into my veins. Inject all of the politicism. Give me all of it. Fuel me for the next. I will get an arc reactor, and I will save all of that juiciness and just project it into my heart for the rest of my life. It would be the best. The only thing that would be better would be then like Tim Tebow going and signing, you know, and wherever and starting. Yeah.
I look, this is how bad Tim Tebow was. Urban Meyer decided not to hire him. That's how bad he was, you know, that. So it's pretty bad.
He could use a pastor too. He could use someone like on his side. He could use someone along the lines of Tebow fighting his cause.
Yeah. If he just had Tebow there the whole time and Tebow was able to touch him, maybe the bad spirits would have went away when he cheated on his wife with a co-ed. So, you know, yeah,
remember that.
Yeah, remember that?
What's he doing right now?
Remember when he did that and didn't get fired?
It's amazing. What is he doing right now?
Nothing. No one's hiring him. He's toxic. Yeah. Like, there was talk about him going back to Fox to do the college stuff. He was really good at it, to be honest with you. Like, I was surprised. I kind of was surprised because he had the health stuff at Ohio State. And then, you know, Jacksonville offered him the job or whatever. I was surprised that he decided to leave Fox and go to coach, because it, like, obviously worst and also statistically worst NFL head coach in the history of the game. Like when in terms of coaches that got a shot and coached for a year, he is the best college football coach ever in terms of winning percentage and the worst NFL head coach in the history of football in terms of winning percentage.
That's
so fun. Which is an interesting stat, but he was good on Fox, but he's toxic. Nobody wants to hire that guy. So it'll take a couple of years for him to, you know, if he's going to be in media at all. And even then, I think, you know, guy's made enough money. Why would he,
what do you think
back to the spotlight?
If ESPN had, you know, or any outlet, let's just any ESPN type outlet, let's just say there's one that really likes to cover a specific topic. Doesn't have to be an acronym. Let's say they have an allotted amount of cameras and Kaepernick is a quarterback for the Raiders and Tebow's a quarterback for like whoever, you know, the Broncos. Oh God, put Tebow and Russell Wilson together, please.
Back to Denver.
What is the allotment? You have 10 cameras. What is the allotment of cameras that goes to what camp?
Eight on the game, one on Tebow and one on Kaepernick for the entire game. I mean,
yeah, well, I'm saying practice. No, this is like OTA type of stuff. Like, where do they send their cameras? Is it Kaepernick or is it Tebow?
I'm sorry, this is practice. Three on Tebow, three on Kaepernick, the rest on the game. So, like, I mean, it's a sideshow, which is part of the reason why, you know, teams might not want Colin Kaepernick. They'll go and they'll say, hey, let's work him out. If he looks really good, then maybe it's worth the circus that I'll come here with him. You know what I mean? If he doesn't look really good, then, you know, is it worth all the media coverage of him standing on the sideline and, you know, whatever? I just don't think it is.
Do you think anybody has paid the rights to film that practice yet? Like, do you think the Raiders are going to make it? I imagine the Raiders are going to make it, not going to make it private, and they're going to open that up, because you got to imagine this is like the NFL combine. No way.
There's no way that the workout is going to be shown on television, because if it is and he looks good and then doesn't get signed, it's going to be a whole nother thing. So this has to be a private workout. You would think so.
I don't know.
So they can be like, well, he looked good, but no thanks. You know, I firmly believe that.
The more I think about it, I want all the Kaepernick content I can get. I want more of it. I want all of it. I hope he has cameras. I hope he's filming it. I wish Hard Knocks was there. And there's a couple other instances. Another place that would have been a amazing choice for Hard Knocks would have been the Tennessee Titans. And mainly because Ryan Tannehill outed himself as like a super bro. Like he's a super bro. And he's a bad teammate, we learned. And he doesn't like other quarterbacks. And he's super threatened. He's super threatened from the Malik Willis comments. And it's continued on, Boggs, where he doesn't want to be a guy. We've had, I'm trying to remember who all the guys were. Brett Favre famously did this with Aaron Rodgers. I'm trying
Joe
to remember.
Flacco. Flacco was the big one.
Flacco with Lamar? Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. I mean, Favre was the big one in my mind. I don't remember who all the people, but I remember
it was
the
same thing with for Flacco. It was the same thing with him going to New York and they drafted Zach Wilson. It was the same thing, or Sam Darnold, wherever he was. I can't remember which cycle Flacco was in at that point. And then Flacco signed with the Eagles last year. And, you know, we were like, well, we know he's not going to help Jalen Hurts. So, but Ryan Tannehill has recently come out and said that what he said was blown way out of proportion.
Oh.
And he had a bunch of comments on it. Yeah. So these are Ryan Tannehill.
Of course they were blown out of proportion. Of course.
Blown out of proportion.
He wants to be a substitute.
He said, as soon as it blew up, I reached out to him and said, hey, I'm going to be a great teammate to you. I'm going to support you. They're making this out to be something that it's not to be. I meant no disrespect to Malik or anything close to that. We've been in constant communication since he was drafted. Through the madness that ensued after my last press conference, we're happy to have him in the room. Really just disappointed in how things got spun and twisted a little bit. He's coming up to speed with the way we work, the way we do things, and how we do things. That's one of my charges as the leader of the room, is to try to help him out. He's done a good job of getting with the room and working to get better. So,
you know what? Let me stop real quick. Maybe
say one thing and then say the opposite.
But why not say that in the beginning? Like, he's like, super disappointed the media. How about there's accountability of what you did? You set this up. Had you just been like, hey, I plan to be a great teammate. I'm excited to show him the ropes. I need all of my quarterbacks to be prepped, blah, blah, blah. Say something like that to start. And guess what wouldn't have happened? A media frenzy. But it's not. You're like, I'm not a teacher. I don't need to be a mentor. I'm here to, and you make a thing out of it. There's a history of this in the NFL. This is not a new question. He's not being singled out for the first time. Anytime an older-ish quarterback on a team, they draft a high-end quarterback or a big-name quarterback, this question comes up, and 9 out of 10 times, the teams and the quarterbacks manage it perfectly. When they don't, guess what it becomes? A story, and you are complicit in it. Like, don't, like, to blame everybody else is so par in the course of what he's doing here. I'm not a mentor. Ooh, this is everybody else's fault. I'm disappointed in how they're making this out to be. Then just say the right things.
Yeah. And look, you know, his quote was, I don't think it's my job to mentor him. It was that was his direct quote. I don't think it's my job to mentor him, you know, which is probably true. It's not your job. That's the quarterback coach, right? Your job is to get prepped, be ready for the season, be ready to go. But I think if you are a captain of a team, which most quarterbacks are, if you're the captain of a team, you're supposed to be the guy that everyone is rallying around, everyone is looking to, then you just say the right things. You think Peyton Manning would ever have said something like this? It's not my job to mentor him, you know, or Drew Brees, or any of these guys that have been known to be great locker room guys. I don't think you would ever hear them saying that stuff. Maybe they have said it and I'm just misremembering or not thinking about it or something. But, you know, all you got to do is say, well, I'm a mentor to everyone, and that includes Malik. You know, I'd like to think myself a mentor to the entire team, and Malik will be part of that. And we're going to, you know, we're going to do everything we can to put him in the right position to play if he needs to play.
Just admit it. You got caught. Yeah. You got caught being annoyed.
You don't want to do it.
Guess what? I don't blame him. I don't blame it. That's the guy that's coming to take your job. I don't blame you. But guess what? You got caught being snarky and snidey because a guy is coming for your job and you feel threatened, and that's okay. But learn to say the right things, but then don't go turn it around and be like, oh man, they're just really taking it. We're really happy.
They blew it up. A lot of days in that statement.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of days. Not a lot of eyes being put into Ryan Tannehill conversations. Not a lot of eyes. It's a lot of they's, you's, them's, all that type of stuff. And it's stupid, but it's why there should be cameras from Hard Knocks in Tennessee this year. Derrick Henry,
Tannehill, Malik. At what point are we just going to have Hard Knocks at every
10 team. Years. 10 years. I think that every team, the Niners actually did it 2 years ago where they started to do their own little Hard Knocksy type of thing where they were doing, it was like a Facebook video. It was only 12 minute videos and it wasn't that good because they do, but like we're 10 years, I think, away from like Big Brother in a lot of the NFL stuff, and it'll drive crazy, crazy revenue. Oh, I wish.
I mean, the players are doing it themselves anyway, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So welcome to social media. Friends, don't go anywhere. We come back. We got more right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back, friendos. It is In This League at InThisLeague.com. On the Patreon is where you can find us as well. On Twitter at Is Welsh at Bugman Sports. A little bit of football action in hour one. Coming up in hour two, we have got some baseball. And then Bubba and Bogman in hour three. You're going to want to stick around. 3 hours of ITL action. And I kind of get thrown off a little bit that we already are in OTA area because it's May. It's freaking May, and we've already got OTAs. I was actually two or three days ago, as you're listening to this, I watched the post OTA press conference for Trey Lance with the 49ers, and Trey did a pretty good job, though it was funny. And again, you see how quarterbacks manage this stuff. We were talking about Tannehill managing Malik Willis's comments. The reporters were being super annoying. And they were consistently hammering his finger Jimmy issue.
G. Oh, his
finger. No, not Jimmy G. You would think it would be Jimmy G. No, it was this finger issue that he had. And he had this one point where he laughed and he was kind of like, he's like, I moved past it. He's like, all right, enough about the finger. And then the next question was about the finger. And instead of getting mad and pointing fingers and being like, ooh, you media, you gross. He just laughed and he's like, oh my God, another question about the finger. And like, he kind of made like this like laughy joke about it. And he answered the question and he held his own in a press conference so well. He spoke with confidence. You know, he talked about some of the struggles in last year, but I forget we're in the space of OTA, which brings a lot of other new news.
Yeah. I mean, there's my question is here with OTAs and players sitting out, you know, look, everything is news when it's reported, right? But do we care that players are missing, you know, organized team activities?
Missing OTAs?
No. OTAs. I mean, no, Kyler Murray, Debo, Baker.
Debo came up in the conversation and Trey was just kind of like, he's just like, oh, you know, I miss everybody. I miss Debo. He'll, you know, be back soon. But a lot of the guys weren't there. A lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's optional. And a lot of veterans are just like,
it's not a big vet thing. OTAs are not a big vet thing.
They're for rookies. It's for rookies and new guys to the team. Like, you know, for the Steelers, Arthur Motes, who used to play a linebacker for Pittsburgh, is now a big media guy for the Steelers. And he, you know, he watches all the OTAs and he said Trubisky was easily the best quarterback here. It wasn't even close. So like there's little things like that.
Baby hands were
OTAs. Yeah. Balls? Baby hands. All we've seen about baby hands are his trick throws that he did from Pitt, which, you know, look, Kyle Bowler did all that crap too. And how good was he?
Oh, was he getting on his knee and throwing 70?
It's like throwing it and knocking a cap off a water bottle and like, you know, throwing it from the third deck through a basketball hoop or something. Like all these, like it's cool to see, but like if a random, you know, D-bag from wherever was doing it, if you or me, these random D-bags were doing it, it would be the same level of interesting, I think. Yeah. You know, like it's interesting thing, but it's not. You know, show me him throwing passes to Deontay. Like, show me that.
Let me see him grip a football. I'm interested in that. Let me see how big his hands really are.
Yeah, and they showed a lot of that hand size stuff, which is just eye rolling. But
I think a fun comparison was, I told you about the Aaron Judge meme of him drinking this little, one of those little baby water bottles. And everyone's like, oh my God. And someone was just like, no one cares about this. We just need to see that water ball in a Kenny Pickett's hands.
Yeah. They're like, this is a child's small cup in Kenny Pickett's hand right here. Yeah. What I'm showing you.
You're holding an extra large Jack in the Box cup.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like, but like Terry McLaurin not showing up because of his stuff. Baker's obviously not showing up. we do not care about the minicamp, like, because minicamp is mandatory. That is where
minicamp is. That June?
That's yeah, like the middle of,
like,
June.
Late June. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was late June.
So that is when we go, okay, interesting. This guy didn't show up here.
Yeah, like the Debo news will be interesting when we get to minicamp.
Right, exactly. That's not resolved. It's all right. Like, even Shanahan, I mean, Shanahan actually talked to the media the other day. I'm sure you watched it, but he was talking about, he said that he thinks Jimmy G will be traded before the season starts, which was very interesting.
One thing I saw, it was very interesting that he commented on it, that he said Jimmy G would be traded by now, would have already been traded had it not been shoulder. For the surgery. And yeah. A lot of people, the Illuminati, have speculated that that was a play by Jimmy. That was an ownership play to just get released so he can control where he goes, that he would have the surgery, which is needed. He would have it. The team would get frustrated, cut him, and then he could pick his destination instead of a trade that was going out there. That's where the conspiracy theorists are. Because obviously the 49ers weren't crazy privy to what was going on, because they're like, yeah, he would have been traded, but then he had this surgery.
But what it gets misconstrued as is they're not, Trey Lance isn't ready. He's not ready, and everyone's saying it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, all of that stuff. Even though George Kittle was like, yeah, I think our offense is going to get way better with Trey Lance out there. I think it's going to be more exciting. No. And, like, George Kittle is the only smart.
George's pretty Pollyanna, though.
Yeah, well, he's a dumbass, but he is the smartest dumbass out of all of these guys. Like, just say nice things about your starting quarterback or any other player on your team. It doesn't seem like it's very hard, Ryan Tannehill. Just be a leader, you know. Just say good stuff about your players. Sometimes you have to be Pete Carroll about your, oh, we think he's amazing. You know, we think he's the best. That's why we drafted him. That's why we trade, blah, blah, blah. You have to be like that. And Shanahan is not like that. Shanahan is just like, no, whatever is in his brain, he will absolutely say, Trey Lance ain't ready. So we don't want to put him out there. You know, he said that last year. He said stuff, you know. Yeah, Trey Sermon wasn't ready, didn't do enough, so we went with Eli. You know
what's interesting? Not to make it because the 49ers are my team, but the 49ers are one of the more polarizing and interesting teams when you're talking about OTAs as well, because there's so much to it. There's the Jimmy controversy. There's the Trey Lance. There's been a lot of rumors from San Francisco media and some outlets that have talked about how not ready Trey Lance looks, about how not great he looked in early OTAs. And, you know, he looks a little bit bigger. He talked about how kind of like reeling he was because he got drafted. And he said in the press conference, like a week later, all of a sudden he's already at OTAs, like right after being drafted, and he's working out and he's trying to get his head around it. And then he hurt this finger. I want to say maybe his index. And he said he couldn't bend it. He could barely bend it for over a month. And he was kind of recovering from that. And so you've got all this news with him. You've got the Debo news. And it's like, if you think about the top storylines in the offseason right now, it's Dolphins and Tua's arm. I think Trey Lance / Debo is in there. And I don't really know what the third is. Maybe Lamar, you know, maybe Lamar Jackson and not having any weapons or something like that. Like, it's one of the bigger offseason OTA storylines. But I mean, there's a few other that have been floating out there. We have had a few things go down with OTAs over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could probably write that story for most teams in the NFL, but the Niners are absolutely one of my favorite ones to watch for this offseason because I think Debo is going to be playing week one for the Niners with that issue. I think they'll get whatever contract.
Do you think he'll be running though? Do you think he'll be, playing wide?
It's a bigger question. I think he'll do it less. I think he'll still do it, but I think he'll do it less. And I think
one or two carries a game and he's going to guaranteed get 8-9 targets.
Maybe even some games where they just don't put that in. They don't install that for that game, but the next game he'll get 8 carries, right? Like, I think it'll be more like that. Like, it'll be game to game specific for his role.
I wonder if he even cares. I'd love to get his comments. I wonder if he even actually cares about wide back versus the money that's in his pocket.
That's a good question, dude. I think he does. And the reason I think he does is because running backs just don't last as long in the NFL. So if you're using him as a running back, and this is kind of something that, I mean, this is a, you know, bigger point that I've talked about, on many different shows, you take your best athletes, at the high school level, and your very best athlete that can throw is a quarterback. Doesn't matter if they're accurate or not, whatever. They're the quarterback. The next best athlete who can catch is wide receiver every single time. That's where it's starting. So you're getting a discrepancy in the level of athlete from, you know, the wide receivers are by far the best. And so, you know, when you don't have good running backs, when Eli Mitchell goes down and Trey Sermon can't stay on the field, you just go, all right, who's our best player? Yeah. All right, whatever. Let's put Debo back there and see if it works. And of course it works. Playing running back is not that hard if you don't have to block. All you got to do is follow the big dudes. You know, it's really not that hard. Run real fast. So, you know, that's why guys, you know, are coming off the scrap heap and being starting running backs in the NFL. James Robinson was undrafted and started.
And that's why it's also kind of dominating some news. Darryl Williams signed with the Arizona Cardinals in running back news. And then you also had Rashad Penny, who's already resting with hamstring issues in the OTAs. That's kind of dominated a lot of it. Any thoughts on Darryl Williams or Penny?
I love Darryl Williams signing in Arizona because you got to
get Connor. No,
I don't think it does. I think it helps Connor stay healthy. Obviously, he stayed more healthy last year than he has, but they still kind of limited his carries. So I think it's a great signing. And I know that what has been intimated is that, you know, they reached out and talked to Patrick Mahomes to ask him about Darryl Williams. And where would you get that? Well, okay, Patrick Mahomes was at Texas Tech, Kingsbury, all that stuff. So I'm pretty sure it was Kingsbury reaching out to Mahomes saying, you know,
yeah, what do you think of this guy?
What do you think of Darryl Williams? Right. And he said, he's great. He's a great leader. He's a hard worker, blah, blah, blah. Darryl Williams always been a little bit underrated. So I like him going to Arizona. I don't really think, you know, the level of skill is just so different between Connor and Williams. Connor is so much better. So I don't think that it's going to hurt him that much. I think Connor is going to be hurt by touchdown regression anyway of 15 last year. So I think that's a bigger deal. And Rashad Penny, I mean, I've already said this. Kenneth Walker is the guy in Seattle already right now. Number one running back to me. I know Penny finished off the season great.
About Carson.
Carson's done. I don't think he'll play again. I think the hip injury ended his career.
He's done?
Yeah, I don't think he'll play again. So Penny, he finished off the year amazing. And I know a lot of people had him high in their rankings. But come on, man. You know, one season he stays healthy ever. I just don't see it happening again. We're at OTAs. We're not even to mandatory minicamp. The dude still can't get on the field. So give me a break. Kenneth Walker is going to run roughshod over Rashad Penny in Seattle. I don't even think it's a question. I did like the Frank Reich. If I'm a fantasy owner, I'm going to think about drafting Nyheim Hines. I like Nyheim Hines.
I feel like we've heard those stories before.
Dude, Nyheim Hines. Well, remember Taylor's rookie year? It was like, why is Nyheim Hines getting all this run? Frank Reich loves him. Unless you're going to take Nyheim Hines and stick him in the slot, and have him be the slot receiver, which I think they could do, then why are Jonathan Taylor is going to get all the carries? He's basically Derrick Henry of the Colts offense, so you can't take him off the field. Nobody's even in his neighborhood. So that kind of stuff I see is eye-rolling to me. You know, I mean, Nyheim Hines going to have a role. He's a great player, but can it be many more touches? He's a small running back, so it's not – He's already kind of capped to me.
He's a small running back in a like dominant like running back offense.
Grinding.
Like the only role that he can play is being a big time receiving back. Yeah, scat back, which they would have to commit to, and they could, and I suppose it could, but that offense would have to run through being able to throw a lot of those short and passes, and I just don't know if that's going to happen. It's such funny coach speak, you know, where it's like, oh man, Nyheim Hines. All right, well, let's see the playbook. Where you plan to get him 8 to 9 touches a game, 8 to 10 touches a game, and 6 or 7 of them are passing, so we can count on 5 or 6 receptions. If that's the case, okay, I buy in. But thanks, but no thanks. It is, that season. It's a season where there's false flags and quotes. Crazy news.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the wild, wild west of fantasy football season. And digging in May and June is something that we love. Hey, friends, don't go anywhere. We're going to end out hour one, tell you what's coming up in hour two right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is right. It is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid, Mighty 1090, ESPN Radio, all the places where In This League lives, mainly probably in the podcast area. Thank you guys for subscribing. You guys can find all of our other podcasts. Just search In This League or ITL on any of them, and you're going to find the football, the baseball. We've got Prospect One. We've got CFF. We've got a whole bunch. Just search In This League, and you're going to find the relevant podcast for you on the ITL Podcast Network, as well as this one. Bogman, there's so many things I could ask for this year. I'm asking for I'm asking for Kaepernick to get signed so we can watch it. I'm asking, you know, for the Debo stuff to not be crazy. I'm also asking, can we just give one boy his wish? Just
no.
One boy for Christmas. Boy, he's trying to be good. He's trying to right his wrongs. He just wants one thing in the world. And this wonderful little boy just wants to end his career as a Pittsburgh Steeler. That boy is Antonio Brown. Can we make this wish happen?
No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no,
absolutely not. Guy is insane. AB is a Hall of Famer to me. Dude is one of the best.
He's still a Hall of Famer with all the shenanigans?
Yep, I do.
I think the shenanigans ends it, actually.
I mean, it might, you know, and he is crazy, and he's probably borderline numbers. So
can you imagine that speech, that Hall of Fame speech, what he'll look like, what he'll say, what'll come out of his mouth? I would, if I could have a futures bet, Boggs, I would bet huge no.
I mean, today the guy wants to retire as a Steeler. Tomorrow he wants to be a sea captain in New Zealand, right? Like, he's just... he's nuttier than squirrel turds. So no, thank you. I don't want any part of AB. I think we have enough weirdness in the locker room with Chase Claypool and George Pickens. So no, thanks. I'm good.
I would give it all for Antonio Brown to do that. But we can't have everything you want. Oh, please. Oh, please. Friends, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Bogman and I are going to be going through our blind plays from the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast. You guys are going to tune in there. You can play along as well. We got Bubba coming up in hour three. So, friends, don't go anywhere. In This League, we'll be right back.